Okay, so you said now that was your first rapture dream, and you said you had three in total that you can recall, right? Actually, I think it's four, but share the next one with
us. Well, the second one, you were simply walking up to a freight train in a freight yard. And
it was not a passenger train?
No, it was like a freight train. What I could see, I just saw a boxcar.
Uh-huh.
And you got onto this boxcar somehow. It was almost like I was a cameraman behind you, like I could see what was going on from behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And you walked into this boxcar, and just dusty and some boxes and things. But there was a door at the end of it that looked like it opened up into a coach car, which for some of us that are still old enough to remember, young enough, old enough, it's a regular doorway into a passenger car.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you walk through that, and figuring at first there was just seating, and as soon as you walk through the door, though, from outside you could see there were seats and people, but when you walk through the door, instantly, it just opened up into this whole adventure Candyland place. I mean, it was like, I mean, seriously, it sounds a little silly, but kind of like the little Christmas time Candyland.
Wow.
Whatever. Yeah. Lemon drop trees and gumdrop this and chocolate and ice cream. And, you know, just a
wow.
Fairy tale fantasy land. And some places were real kind of whitish and pure and bright and fluffy and soft. It wasn't cold. And other places were springtime looking and green and all the pretty colors.
So it became more than just a boxcar.
That totally vanished. That was uh-huh. just, it was like it was this.
A vehicle and.
Yeah, it was like
a door
like
to paradise.
A Segway, so. Just a, mm-hmm. You just walked through this door and boom, there you were.
Well,
and
you
were like a little girl.
Yeah, see, that's the thing I was going to say is that the Lord always, not always, but. Much of the time, he approaches me and I see myself as a little girl in our communications together. And with God the Father, I remember getting up on his lap. And very often when I have a vision of him, he invites me to come and cuddle with him.
You know, I'd never met anyone who even considered anything like that until you and I met. Yeah, I never met anyone that even considered. I didn't have any reality of being a child before the Lord. I had a real hard time with God the Father my first 20-something years. It's only been the last few years that I've gotten in touch with the Lord as a father because I had such an abusive, scary, hard father situation.
Yeah, childhood.
Yeah.
When you gave me shared this with me, I knew it was about the rapture. It had the signature of the Holy Spirit. I could feel it. But I was a little disappointed because I thought, Candyland. You know?
He picked you know? What he picked.
I mean, yeah, I like candy, but not that much. But,
you know, I just found out today you love lemon drops. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. Anyway.
Lemon drop trees.
But the candy image kind of, and on the one hand, I felt good that I knew that the Lord was saying that I would be raptured. You know, on one hand, I felt good about that. On the other hand, I felt a little disappointed about the Candyland thing. But when I thought about it for a while, I thought, you know, I think very possibly it was an allegory for all of the wonder
mm-hmm.
of, you know, that is there for a child in heaven, you know, the wonderful, beautiful things and the fresh life and everything. It's just, it's like a candy land. It's like walking into a candy store. You're 6 years old and all these different candies. So I could relate to that after a while.
I think there's a lot of healing for a lot of people when they go to be with the Lord. When my older brother passed on, I kept having these kind of dreams, visions for sure, of him as a little boy, kind of like the little Debbie Cake girl on the box, you know, and looked like his pictures as a little boy. And
mm-hmm.
I can see how the Lord would have taken him back to a time where things went off the track and made it difficult, where he had to be super responsible, grow up quick, and taking him back to a time where he could be a child again, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be a beautiful thing for me. I'd love to be a kid again.
Yeah. Well, I think for us who've had difficult childhoods, that we were bent in the wrong direction mm-hmm. by those incidents. And I believe the Lord is going to heal all those things, not only by his grace helping us to get over certain behaviors that we have, you know, that are a result of trying to protect ourselves, but just because when we're in heaven, I just believe he's going to, from the bottom up, do a remake.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, he knows what's in each heart and in everybody's whole makeup, you know, and I guess you could say, well, we're changed in an instant, you know, bing, and we're just like the Lord and perfect. And that's probably true, you know, in the rapture and in the situation, but I feel like he knows, he tailor makes everyone's little particular place. He already said he made a mansion just for us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows what you're gonna want or like or need or
mm-hmm.
your desires, that every desire is met.